There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast where our packet loss is bigger than your packet loss. And joining me, as always, is Lee.
Hi. I didn't understand that reference, but I'm sure you'll explain later.
Yep, maybe. Possibly.
Maybe. Okay. Hi. I don't think we got anybody. Did you look at it? Hey, we got new people.
All right, let me look.
So hi everybody. This is awesome. And woohoo's is Dragon Con.
So it's like 9 days, 9 or 10 days, depending upon your count, depending upon when you wanna start it.
Let's see, don't put
it on the main website,
so the app should be being updated very, very soon, so everybody can be all excited.
It's like really live right now, and by the time especially by the time people hear this, which would be like 2 days from now, it's gonna be extra live.
Okay, well, and actually we have new people.
Oh, we do.
So we've got Cross Swords coming, Nicole Harsh and Mike Sakuta, I hope I pronounced those and even somewhat close. And then Janina, J-A-N-I-N-A. Gavagnar is known for her role in True Blood, but is about to take the female lead on Sleepy Hollow. So yay, she's going to be there too. So these are new peoples. We got new peoples. And Sleepy Hollow, you know, it's like changing their whole thing again. And so,
do they still have that one guy as Ichabod, or?
Yeah, they've still got Ichabod. Everybody else is pretty much gone.
Oh, really? Okay. I haven't been.
And I'm not going to say any spoilers because I know you haven't caught
up. You're not spoiling it for me because I gave up about 3 episodes in.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So we got that. And again, just a reminder, Blood Drive, along with Charity, but the Blood Drive too. So before you start partying too hard, the next morning, I don't know. But early on, go do the Blood Drive. They'll be there Thursday.
Oh, really?
They will. So you can register and then go do the Blood Drive. It's in the Hilton, as Regina said. It's in the gallery. It's at the very bottoms, I think, is where it is. And we'll be there. So it's Blood Drive, John.
Oh, that's great. That's
and,
great.
You know, whoever gives the most blood when they get like a gold coin.
Do they really?
And they get to go down a stack, a smokestack into like sewers. That's as close as I can get, man.
Gail, I think she's trying to introduce you by doing a Mario.
I told you, man, I know nothing about gaming. So we have wonderful Gail here, who is the director of LAN. And I was trying to somehow get to gaming, and I had no idea what that is. So, Gail, what do you do, and what is it?
Hi.
So welcome to the podcast.
Yes, she's.
This is awesome.
So, see, I'm geeky about a lot of things. I'm geeky about a lot of things in fandom, but the gaming thing, if it's not a board game, it has gone past me.
LAN is just a board game on a screen. For reals, because you can play Settlers on the screen, right?
There you go.
You can play Monopoly on the screen if anybody plays Monopoly anymore.
Why would you?
So is it like Minecraft?
Minecraft. There you
I know
go.
Minecraft. Minecraft. I know Minecraft. Okay.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, another part of gaming is everybody's favorite right now is Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
But the demons and the ghost have already eaten all the Pokestops, so there'll be no Pokestops at DragonCon.
There better be, because
no Pokestops.
I'm thinking that might be incorrect information.
No.
We've got 3 Pokemon Go events planned.
Oh my god! Are you going to be outside?
Some of it will be. Some of it will be inside. Some of it will be all around the show. So it's going to be awesome. So LAN gaming is everything that has to do with gaming on a console, a computer, handheld device, and believe it or not, arcade style.
So wait, like my backgammon that I play on my smartphone, that's LAN?
It is.
So how many panels do you have about backgammon on smartphones?
Absolutely none.
To be honest with you, I have not seen the panel schedule yet.
Uh-oh.
Kevin keeps putting me off on that. And I'm like, hey, dude, I want to see your schedule because I got a couple of my volunteers that want to go to stuff. I need to know when to not schedule them.
Gotcha.
So explain real quick. I mean, in general sense, that's what the LAN gaming is. But what do you actually cover? Are you're just like, for your stuff, you're just the technical and the actual LAN gaming side, correct?
So I mean, the actual gaming. Have in our area, and this year we have moved, by the way, because that lovely area that you were promoting for the blood drive in the Hilton, mm-hmm. all of gaming has left the Hilton. We are now over in the Mart and in the Westin.
Woohoo!
LAN in particular, we have got more space, which anybody who's ever visited our room in the Hilton
knows. I have.
It was well needed.
Oh, yes, it was.
So we have more space, and therefore we're going to have more equipment.
Since
we've partnered with MomoCon as well, though, we're kind of expanding what all falls under that whole side of LAN gaming. Right now, though, we're going to have about 30 computers, and we've got, oh my gosh, almost 30 consoles set up as well. So we have definitely increased the space. Now, rumor has it, if they can get it working, there's going to be some old style, and I hate to say this because I'm pretty sure they came out when I was a teenager or something.
Yeah.
But the old style console games with the older TVs, or potentially they found some of the correct adapters over at the Mart in the near board gaming. Like I said, we are doing some handheld stuff, especially with the Pokemon Go. And we actually have a bridge, Starship Bridge Simulator.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I actually know what that is. Artemis. Okay, so I went to another gaming con in Atlanta, and they do the whole gaming with the pinball and all that, and it was wonderful. And my son and my husband loved Artemis so much they are actually looking at buying it on Steam, because you can actually buy it on Steam, and setting up games here because it was so cool. It is really, really cool, folks. You get to I do know a little. I'm very excited. You get to actually have a center. I mean, you're in charge of a part of the bridge.
Right.
So there, you get to be the captain, or you get to be navigation, or communications, or weapons, or whatever. So it's really cool.
Absolutely. And they're going to be running many hours during the day during the show. Also in the Westin, we are on the 6th floor. In the Chastain rooms, LAN gaming itself, where the PCs and consoles are, they are going to be in Chastain 1 and 2. And the Artemis bridge simulator is going to be down the hall from us. And so we're all in one area. And it's going to be fantastic. We encourage everybody to sign up early if they've got a team of people to sign up early. They're also going to be streaming out to the waiting area as other teams are playing.
It is a lot of fun, people. If you've ever wondered, if you've ever said to yourself, I could be a better navigator than Chekhov? Chekhov was a navigator, because I think Sulu was the pilot.
That is correct.
Okay, so if you ever thought you could be a better navigator than Chekhov, come check it.
Absolutely.
Come check it. Okay.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
And so we're thrilled to have that. Also in LAN, we have a bunch of console tournaments, and we have a bunch of PC tournaments going on. One of the things that's coming out right now on PC with Hearthstone, they've got a new launch. It's the Karazhan Party launch, and we are falling into that time frame. So our sponsor, Battle and Brew, the lovely Bunny, who runs the Fireside Gatherings at Battle and Brew on Sundays, has applied for us to get some support packs from the launch party for that, and our Hearthstone tournament is going to be on Friday.
Awesome.
So that's kind of cool. We're looking forward to that. I haven't quite said whether or not we're going to get it. I just don't know. We're hoping. So there you go with that. We also have Heroes of the Storm, PC game. Mm-hmm. League of Legends, that's going out on Friday. Heroes of the Storm is going out on Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Hearthstone is at 5 p.m. League of Legends, everybody's favorite. It is one of the highest attended tournaments that we are running through PCs. That is on Saturday at noon, so right after the parade. If you sign Woo-hoo! Up early, jump from the parade. If you get that groove on and come on over and get your team and get them into the tournament. And we do recommend that everybody sign up early for all of these tournaments because they do go on wait list. So letting that be known. Brawlhalla, it is a single player fighting game on PC. It's from Blue Mammoth Games, local to Atlanta. So we're really happy to have them with us again this year. And not only have they provided us with a really wonderful stream guy, caster, but they also have offered up a base prize of $300. So it's $300 plus the $10 per player going into the prize pool. So there you go.
So curious, you said you had some of those old school like Atari games. Do you have Duck Hunt? I remember Duck Hunt.
You know, I don't know. Oh. I have no idea what they've
got. No idea yet.
In that area yet. Yeah. But I will certainly find out. As soon as we know, we will definitely put it out on Twitter and on Facebook. So follow us on social media.
Oh, so while we're there, how do they follow you on social media?
Right. I was looking that up.
She's looking it up.
You'd think I would have these... Have these absolutely
no. All of us look them up. Don't no. We all look them up, especially now. We're all like, it's almost here. It's almost here. It's almost here. Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Yeah.
Right. Isn't that sad? So on the website, which is I know that one. It's landgaming.dragoncon.org. One of the tabs is finding us, and it has us at the show, and it shows where our location is, and in the Westin on the sixth floor, has us on the web, and it has our Facebook, which is Dragon Con Land Gaming, Twitter, which is DC Land Games. We also have a YouTube channel, and your best bet is to hit that link, or you can just look us up on YouTube and find it, and you can see some of the streams that we've done last year in the casting.
Very cool.
That's cool. So it may have gone past me. I heard you mention some rooms, but exactly where is the actual land gaming set up at? What rooms?
Yep. So it's Chastain 1 and 2 in the Westin on the 6th floor.
Okay, there we go. And of course you're by Video Gaming and all those other guys as we mentioned. So how did you get involved as the director of land gaming? What person did you not run faster than?
Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, I have been in the RPG world for many, many years, and I have been helping with conventions since I was 18 years old. We do not do that math. We never admit to that math.
No.
It's been at least 10 years, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And I've been involved with many of the larger conventions around the country. From the central to the east coast. I have not done too much on the west coast, so I'll clarify that.
Okay.
With that in mind, I have learned from some of the best administrative people around on how to organize stuff. And that's what I'm very, very good at. And I love playing games. So for ever and a day, I was working with the RPG group at Dragon Con, and worked my way to being a second there, making sure everything ran smooth on at the show. And senior director, Dave Cody, said, pretty much someone's going to have to, you know, drop off the face of the earth. And I've got to be careful how I frame that, because a couple years after I did take over the former director, bless his heart, he did actually pass away. So we miss him very much, and every yes. year we have a toast for him. So I have to be careful on how I say that. But the joke for a long time was, yeah, you're going to have to go knock one of these guys off. And then you get to move
then you can be a director, right?
So finally, one of the guys, he wanted to spend a lot more time with his family, and I'm glad he did that. And it happened to be land gaming. And the senior director said, you know, it's not that you know how to play all the games and you know everything about it, but you can administrate it, and that's what I really need. So I said, okie dokie. Let's see what we got.
Let's see.
And so
from there, I just had to start learning the games too. And I have been very fortunate. I know some really wonderful tech guys. My guys who run our network and image, they actually run all of that for Kennesaw State University.
Oh, yes.
And the volunteers have been there. Some of them have been there for many years in the area, and they know the equipment, they know the games, and they're really gung-ho, and they just do a fantastic job for the show.
So the logistics around getting that room set up, I mean, how long does it take to, from beginning to end, to get it set up just so it's ready for play?
Gosh, well, this year, because we've got so much more equipment, and again, fortunate for our sponsors and our new partnership with MomoCon, because that's really enabled us to have a ton of equipment this year. You know, we have everybody all hands on deck, as many as I can get. We start setting up on Thursday. This year, we're starting the earliest we ever have at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we'll start laying out equipment, and we custom cut our cable most years, and we run all of the lines, punch it down. Once we get everything all straightened out, tape it all down, and that includes all the consoles and everything else, TVs, everything you see in that room. Wow. I would say we're done usually about 5 hours, 6 hours.
Really? That fast?
Yeah. The guys are currently running the image now, and that's probably what takes the longest. So the actual equipment layout, 5-6 hours, but then the image and getting all the machines up and running, patched. Because PAX Prime is at the same week we are, every one of the games drops patches at the 11th hour.
Of course.
So we're patching on site. And that clobbers our bandwidth. But you know what? We get it done. There's been years when the guys have been there all night getting the image ready, but there's been years that we've been done by 6 o'clock.
That's actually really fast. That's a lot quicker than I would have thought it was, to be honest with you. Having, you know, having lived in IT all my life, that's actually pretty dang efficient.
Yeah. You know, there's about 20 people. So Once that image has been replicated, we just drop it on the machines and run it as fast as it'll run. And let me tell you what, the image for those PCs with all the games that we've got loaded on there.
It must be huge. Huge!
So we're hoping to keep it under a terabyte.
Wow. Oh, geez, that's true. It's, you know, because, you know, storage just gets cheaper, which means, you know, developers are like, yeah, you know, I don't need to worry about actually being, you know, efficient. Give us a rundown of how the actual LAN gaming works. Because it works a little differently than other tracks, obviously, because you can actually go in there and play the games and whatnot. And there are open times, and there are obviously tournament times when, you know, things are less available. How does all that work? Is there a cost associated? What do you have to do to get signed up? Yada, yada, yada.
Sure. So we are actually taking this year, and this is going to be, we're changing our model a little bit, and we're going to continue to change it on into next year as well. More and more, we're going to have things included on the badge, and the entrance fees for the tournaments are what's going up. That's going to give us our prize pool so that we can do splits for the winners, which is fantastic. Top three, it goes 50, 30, 20. For the console games, it's $10 a player. For the PC games, most of them are 20, except Hearthstone is 10, Brawlhalla is 10.
Okay. Now
the rest of them are 20. So those go into the prize pool. Then with the other machines out there, during the PC tournaments, we will bring down 20, 25 machines. which still leaves a few left for people to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the consoles, those, we're not bringing them all down at any time. The one tournament that is huge for us is Super Smash Brothers 4 on Wii U. And we've got that. We've got qualifiers on Friday and two on Saturday with the semis and the finals on Sunday. But at no time are all the machines going to be down. So,
so if I'm just a guy who's not necessarily interested in playing any tournaments, can I just walk in and sit down if there's a space available?
Absolutely. PCs, we charge $3 an hour, $5 for 2 hours. Come on in. Consoles, it's $1 an hour. It doesn't matter how many people are playing.
Okay, cool.
That
and,
is neat.
And if I just want to go in and watch, can I just do that?
Absolutely. We're also going to have spectator TVs set up outside, and we're going to be doing some streaming of the tournaments going on. We're also going to be running some stuff out of PAX Prime and just some fun stuff that we're doing on our own.
Oh, cool. So you're going to actually do some streaming from PAX Prime?
Yeah, actually, we tap into their Twitch, and hopefully we'll be able to do the League of Legends finals like we did a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's really cool. Wow.
Yeah.
So, Lee, did you have a question? I'm sorry. I
have absolutely no idea what y'all are talking about, but it sounds really, really cool. I like the idea I can go and watch and that people can pay to go play games. That sounds awesome. So when anybody says, well, I don't have anything to do, I'm like, dude, there's LAN gaming. Go play with that. You can find a game.
The one caveat that we have is children under the age of 13 need to be accompanied by an adult.
Yep.
Well, just in general, at Dragon Con, under 16, you need to be accompanied by an adult. So
that's right.
True that. Sometimes if people, you know, want to go, let's say let the parents are down the hall at the simulator and their kids don't want to do that. They want to, you know, play.
If they're in the same vicinity, right? If they're reachable.
Whatever.
Right?
You know, this proximity, we're okay with that. So we want to make sure that. Because, you know, a lot of it, some people will say, oh, yeah, my kid is okay hanging out here. I'm like, yeah, not so much.
No.
So, yeah, cool. So that's a reminder from everybody again. And if you're seven or older, you need a badge as well.
And need a badge. So, that's right.
Membership.
Right. And actually, we take badges in exchange for the controllers.
Oh, okay.
So that we make sure we get those back.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, that is very, very smart.
We encourage people to bring their own game controllers for the console games. Mm. And if they wanted to bring their own mouse and keyboard for the PCs, that's fine too. Because a lot of people have stuff shortcutted out on those to play. And that's great. We encourage that. But to actually take the game, we want to make sure we get them back.
Yeah,
we'll exchange it for your badge. Just make sure to grab that on your way out.
Yeah, and you'll know really quick if you don't have your badge anyway.
Pretty much.
So yeah, that's actually an interesting point about the controllers because if you think about it, the number of people you know at Dragon Con that would be handling those controllers, you probably want your own at some point.
We're really good about that. We do wipe them down.
Oh, no doubt, but still.
Yeah, it can be a little bit interesting because they do change hands quite frequently.
Yeah.
And also on a lot of the console games now, you can use your phone.
Yeah, that is true too. My family and I love playing the Jackbox stuff because you know we can everybody in the room can be playing at the same time as opposed to you know all on their smart devices. So yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going on in that arena as far as integrating in mobile technology, if you will, with video gaming. So
absolutely, and we're really excited about that. So the last thing that we have going is the Pokemon Go challenges. You definitely need to be following us on social media, Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're gonna have our Instagram page up in time, but we will after the show for sure. So what we're going to be doing is we've got a collector's edition, and that's running in 4-hour blocks where people can go out and they can stop in, register, and we take a look at their deck ahead of time. And then they go out and at the end of 4 hours, come back and check back in with us. And we'll take a look at that deck and see what everything is time stamped and see how they have done in that 4-hour period. We also have a photo hunt where you take pictures of the Pokemon in certain areas or with certain people, perhaps a costume here or there. And then last but not least, this is the part where you're going to definitely want social media. It's for the gym tournament, the gym contests.
Mm.
We're going to be announcing at various points in time the gym and where the gym is and what time. And we'll have representatives from LAN there. And if you have a Pokemon in the gym at that time, you get a prize.
Oh, sweet. Now, let me ask you this, because I know this is obviously the first 48, but you know what I mean, into Pokemon Go. Can the mobile network handle it there? That's the question.
We hope. you know, it's rough, but the city of Atlanta and the businesses, I will say, have done a good job about getting the bandwidth opened up.
It also helps
as far as mobile goes.
Yeah, it also helps that your main area is now sort of away from the concentration area too. So even though I know the Pokemon goes sort of all over the place, mm-hmm. but just being inside of the Westin, it's going to be there's just less load over there, if you will.
Well, we're hoping that that's the case. But we take a lot of that pipeline. So one of the things that we don't do, unfortunately, is we don't broadcast and we don't give out our LAN password.
Mm-hmm.
We keep that very quiet because the games do pull a lot of draw.
Mm-hmm.
So we would rather keep that for our own use. But if you do have your phone and you can get on your data plan and up onto your cellular, then feel free to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
But inside, there's a lot if people have Xfinity through Comcast or Time Warner or different accounts at AT&T, pretty much all the major carriers have some Wi-Fi down there.
Oh, okay.
So you can jump on, you're either going to be jumping on your cellular Wi-Fi, possibly the hotel's open Wi-Fi, whatever. And it's gotten a lot better. I would definitely say that over the years.
That is true too. I remember back, about 5-6 years ago, it was just, you couldn't even get a text message out. It was horrible.
So I remember my first year when I took over the area and I kind of freaked out, but there was come to find out there was about a 5 to 10 minute period where all of the metro area went down on their cell service, which and all internet. So it knocked everybody out. But I remember standing in the atrium area of the Hilton trying to get a signal with everybody else. Oh my gosh, that was funny. So yeah, that's definitely a challenge for the show, but you know, things are getting really good in Atlanta and I'm very, very happy to see how they brought that along.
So before we get to the quiz part of our podcast here,
guess what? I think the app is updated.
Oh yeah, I believe it is. So mm-hmm. real quick, is there anybody? I know that you got directors are incredibly busy, so I always feel bad about asking this question, but I do it anyway.
Because you're evil.
Because I'm evil. Is there anybody that you're really excited to see here at Dragon Con this year that maybe if you had some time to get away that you would really definitely want to go catch or say hi to or whatever?
Okay, so I'm terrible, terrible, terrible with names of actors.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. I have to tell
That's
you
okay,
that.
So am I.
But there's shows that I love, and I've noticed on the Facebook announcements that a couple people on some shows that I'm very partial to are showing up.
And which shows
there's one guy who plays a wonderful villain on Rain, but he was also in The Lord of the Rings, and I can't for the life of me remember his name, but he's fantastic, so I'd like to go see him. The guy who plays Penguin on Gotham.
Yeah,
he's going to be around, and that's fantastic. So those two are new to the show, and I think that's wonderful. But there's just so many fantastic guests, and over the years, gaming has shared space with the Walk of Fame
mm-hmm.
a number of occasions. And when things got kind of crazy, we would lend a hand helping with some crowd control. And we've been very fortunate that we've had the ability to meet some people once in a while. And the guest lineup just keeps getting better and better every year. So if I were to be able to go out, you know, I appreciate everybody, and I think it's wonderful. And the fact that they take their time out of their busy schedules to show up, it's fantastic. The only other thing is the parade. Mm. If you get a chance, and I know that they always ask us to help out and stuff with staging, and that's so much fun to do. And I do actually have, like I said, I've got such a great volunteer group that I'm able to step out on Saturday mornings and either be in and or help with the parade. And so that's something that I'm excited to do. And I do take that time. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Lee's out there yelling at people too. So
yes, I am.
I know she
yelled together.
She's on the bullhorn. She's fantastic.
Ha ha ha. She yells too.
I do. The other thing that I think that people, if they get the chance to do based on their programming, is if they can go to some of the parties in the evenings, you never know who you're going to run into. And, mm-hmm. and that's always so much fun. And karaoke over at the Hilton is a hoot and a half.
And remember, I have karaoke on Sunday night.
For charity.
Okay.
For charity.
Where?
Oh, that's
Don't ask her questions that she needs to know the answer for.
I am I can find it on the app.
well
I think I'm at the Westin because they had to move me.
Very cool. See, then I can come to that. That'll be fun.
But I'm trying to find out. Oh wait, I know where I can find this out faster. Hold on. I got my
You've got the background to the actual schedule.
My big panel list up. Yep. No, Savannah Ballroom. So it is, it's in the, it is in the Sheraton. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Sheraton. Hee hee.
Very cool. I think, and that is so much fun. And, you know,
karaoke is just, people love it. They love it.
I think all the directors need to be asking their guests to say, hey, it's for charity. You should go do some karaoke because a lot of them love it. Oh, my gosh. Felicia Day loves doing karaoke.
Please come on. And if they come in and they want to do it, I will make sure that I can get them up there.
Get them up and out.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. I think that's fantastic. So that's always a fun thing to do, too. I say just get out and about, and you never know who you're going to run into at the bar, at a party.
Nope. You don't.
You know, even in our area, we had the Riot team, and anybody who plays League of Legends, they know who the Riot team is. That's the designers of the game. They showed up one night and said, hey, we want to play. And we want our fans to play with us. And we're like, sure, no worries. Come on. we've had some voice actors stop in, and we had one guy actually doing the voice of the character that he did, and we turned the sound down, and he was actually playing the game over the kid's shoulder. Alex Mayberry, he has been around in the past, and he stopped by, and he actually brought in a demo of a game that was about to come out. It was right when Diablo 3 was releasing. So you never know who you're going to run into, when and where. It's so much fun. And I think that's part of the charm and intrigue of Dragon Con.
There you go.
Sweet. All right. So now we're to the quiz portion of the show. Because you're in the land gaming, I got a video game quiz.
God. I was saying, Lee, I'm glad it's you and not me.
No, you have to answer questions too.
Oh, no.
Yes. It's both of us. No. It's both of us.
It's you two.
And you get to five faster than I do. And trust me, he asks you the easier.
So, Lee, I'll let you decide. Do you want to go first or second?
It doesn't matter. You're still going to be mean. I'll go first.
Okay,
so she hears how mean you are to me before how nice you are to her.
Okay, so the first question here. In the game Metal Gear Solid, who is the twin brother for Solid Snake?
What? Trust me, this is only the kind of questions you ask me. Transparent Reptile.
No, but you were surprisingly close. Gail, do you want to steal? Got a guess?
No.
Liquid Snake.
Liquid Snake. That was a good guess. Come on.
Okay, so Gail, this one's for you. In video gaming,
you're assuming I play these games.
I believe you'll probably be able to get this. In video gaming, what is the name of the princess whom Mario repeatedly stops Bowser from kidnapping?
Oh my gosh!
I know.
Is it Penelope?
No, but her middle name might be Penelope.
I don't remember. She's I can see.
What's Georgia's fruit?
Georgia's, I believe what you said.
Georgia's.
Oh, that okay, Peach.
Yes, Princess Peach is correct. Yes.
I could see her pink gown.
See, I told you, your question is much easier. Solid.
Well, this one's okay. In video games, what is the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick?
Who's that?
Oh, okay. It's for her. Yes.
I have no idea. Sonicette.
No. Gail, you got any guesses?
Oh, he's the little blue guy.
Sonic is a little blue guy. All right. Well,
I told you I'm terrible with names. I don't remember.
That's all right. We would have taken Miles Prowler or Tails, either one.
Oh, that's right. Tails is the fox, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a little like fox type thing, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
he's orange with the big puffy tail with the little white on the top tip. Yeah.
I hate all.
All right. So Gail, just randomly, this next question came up. What is the name of the fictional English archaeologist in the game Tomb Raider? That's for you, Gail.
Oh, I'm sorry, Laura Croft.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, good. Glad you knew that one. I mean, I knew you would. I mean, it was a difficult question.
I can't be horrible on all of that.
Oh, I can. Watch.
All right. Let's. How about this, Lee? You probably know what this one is. Black Ops is a subtitle of which game? Black Ops is a subtitle of which game?
I my nephew plays this. And it's one my child doesn't have.
I'm gonna have to call time.
I don't know. I know I should, but I can't.
Gail, do you know?
I know this one.
What is it?
That is
correct. That's it. I couldn't think of it.
One of our popular games.
All right.
I'm not at all surprised by that.
Gail, the Covenant are fictional military alien are a fictional military alien race in which video game series? The Covenant.
Oh, shoot. Is that Halo?
That is correct. Halo. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
In video games, what color is Pac-Man?
Yellow.
That is correct.
Yay!
Yay, me!
All right, Gail. Uh-huh. Who plays Mario in the 1993 film Super Mario Brothers?
I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
I don't know.
Wait. I do know. Wait, but now I can't remember his name.
And he guesses it wasn't Brad Pitt, I'll tell you that.
Oh my gosh.
He's probably actually the exact opposite of Brad Pitt.
I can see his face.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Oh shoot!
Got it.
Is it Dennis Hopper?
No, it's not Dennis Hopper. Lee for the steal.
Dennis Hopper played the Koopa King.
Yeah,
Koopa
he did.
In it.
Sure, that's right.
He wasn't. But it's Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins. Oh. That's correct.
Okay.
All right, Lee.
How did God's name do I remember that Dennis Hopper played King Koopa in that? Okay. That is brain cells I don't need. Yes.
Lee, how many square blocks are in each piece of let me rephrase this again. How many square blocks in each game piece is
Tetris? Is it Tetris?
In Tetris, yes. Four. That is correct, Lee. Four.
Yay!
I was getting to Tetris. I was eventually going to say Tetris.
Yeah, sure you were.
Okay, so the current score is 4-3. This one's for you, Gail. It's
okay.
First to five. Pikachu is one of the species of creatures in which series of games?
Pokemon.
Yay! Gail wins!
Yay, Gail. Gail, I'm very happy for you for winning. John, do you know how bad your karma is right now?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's bad. Your karma's really bad.
All right. So, Gail, thank you for joining us. I appreciate
thank
you taking
you.
Time. And by the way, and I say this to all the directors, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for taking time out to do of the con for the con to take your time and volunteer and make the con's days so special. So I really appreciate Yay. That and your volunteers that help you out. It's just awesome that you guys do that.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? We appreciate you guys taking your time out to do this too. So thank you a lot.
Fun.
I appreciate you having us on.
Okay. It's usually a lot of fun, Gail, but often John's evil. So sometimes it's not that fun.
Before we let you go, what rooms again are you in?
We are in the West End on the 6th floor in Fastane 1 and 2.
And where should they be following you on social media?
So go to our website, which is landgaming.dragoncon.org. Mm-hmm. And on the Finding Us tab, it has links to all of our social media sites.
Sweet. That's great. All right.
Whee!
Again, thank you for joining us, Gail. Look forward to just another great con this year. So, but hey, and not to panic you, but only like 9 days left.
Shut up. We don't want to talk about it. Hey.
So I'm going to go finish my schedule for the volunteers now.
Okay. All right. So until next time, this is John for Gail and Lee saying peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.